God is always working to get you back over there in His plan. That's His will for you. His will is astounding for you.
You may be closer to finding the plan of God for your life than you think you are. Today, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from their prayer cabin and learn how to discover God's perfect will for you. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise
Thank you.
We thank you for the Word. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for the will, the plan of God. Your plan be done in our lives as it is in heaven. And we thank you for it because it's a good plan. In Jesus' name, amen. Gloria, let's go right back into the book of Ephesians because there's something here that we need to very carefully tie together in the Word of God from Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us. God has never done anything out of love. Now, he's had a lot of stuff blamed on him. Why? Let me put it to you this way. This has had such an impact on me for the last year. It's just my life, my whole inner man has been energized because of it, greater than any time I believe in all my life. Why did he save me? Because he loved me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, so that's primary and that is absolutely bedrock foundation. Now, why will he heal me? Well, because I have faith. Well, yeah, but why did he give me faith? Well, so he could heal me. Well, why? Because he loves me. Why would he prosper me? Because he loves me. Yeah, but prosperity will ruin you. It will if you do it in the world, but if you prosper in God, don't you think He's big enough to prosper you without ruining you? And Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Why? Because He loves me. Now, you need to just start saying this. God loves me, and His plan for me is a love plan, and He's got my future set far beyond anything I can ask or think. Amen. Now, even when we were dead in sins, He's made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So now, let's make this point again. We're talking about anybody that was ever dead in sin. And we're talking about anybody then that ever got saved, right? We're not talking about some special calling or some special thing. Now notice, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who? Anybody that was in sin and got saved. Now, next verse. So that in the ages to come, He might have us to bow down before Him and love Him. That ain't what that says. I know that's why we'll be doing, that's what we'll be doing, but that isn't why He did it. I heard that when I was in Sunday school, and I thought, well, so what? I mean, but here I am, a little idiot that wasn't even born again, but I had argument with it. I had no scripture to base it on. But now listen to this. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. He's going to spend eternity loving us, not just for us to love him. He's not selfish. Of course you're going to spend eternity loving him, but that's not why he did it. He did it because he loves you. This is big. Spend your days thinking about it. Go to bed at night thinking about it. Jesus loves me so much he gave himself for me. God loves me. Yeah, but you just a little nobody. I ain't just a little nobody. He didn't love me because of somebody. And now that he loves me, I am a somebody, praise God. I'm not a nobody. There's no such thing in God as a nobody. Now, keep reading. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Well, now, wait a minute. Is the grace the gift of God or the faith the gift of God? Both of them are the gift of God because he loves you. Now, the reason it's impossible to please him without faith is because without faith you're not connected. And in Romans 4 it says, it is of faith that it might be by grace. And by grace, he can treat you like you never sinned. By grace, he can treat you like you were Jesus. By grace, you don't have to be smart. You don't have to be dumb. You don't have to be big, little, or rich, or poor. It's because he loves you. And that's the reason it's by faith.
Speaking of not being connected, I left my microphone off. So, here we go. I got it now.
Now, wait a minute. What if that is faith?
I'd be in deep trouble.
Well, no, now, wait a minute. Quit jarheading that. Man, listen to me. Okay. I'm saying something profound here.
Oh, well,
we might as well get something out of this. This is a good illustration, though.
It is.
Without that, it would be impossible to please the broadcast, not because they've got something against you, but because you can't make the connection. And that's the way it is with God. He's not against you. He's for you. It's impossible to please him without faith, because without faith, it can't be by grace. It's going to have to be by works or something else. And you can't do it. You can't have everything that he did for you. You can't have this enormous thing that he's planned for you on your plans and your ways. You'll screw it up and mess up the whole thing, and that leaves him empty and dissatisfied. Why? Because he loves you more than he loves himself. Now, follow this then in this direction. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Man didn't plan this. Man did not plan out your life. Man did not plan out your salvation. Man didn't plan out your way of making a living. Man didn't plan any of these things out. This is God's plan for you. Now, we are his workmanship. This is talking about when you got born again. Created in Christ Jesus unto good work. Unto good things. What would be good work, Gloria? Well, it's what you're called to do. When you're doing what you're called to do, you'll notice this. Religion says, if it's something you enjoy, it couldn't be God. Bound to be a sin. Well, that's exactly opposite from what the Word of God says. If you're doing what he said do, he's the one that created you in Christ Jesus. He's the one that gave you grace. Anything you can do well is grace. And a lot of graces you were born with, others you find out about them and walk in them and develop them. There are those that are graced to do things and it just comes easy to them. Well, you can misuse that grace, that calling, that job, and get destroyed by it. Why? Because you're trying to do it in your own strength and in your own power. You're always closer to the perfect plan of God than you think you are. Now, let me bring up something here. And this will give you insight into why things happen like they do. You hear people say, well, I just don't understand why bad things happen to good people. Because good people are in the wrong place. Good people make bad decisions. Good people say the wrong things. Good people do the wrong things. And good people, even though they're good people, they're not following what God's plan is for their life, and they stay in trouble all the time because they're doing something they weren't even called to do. God is always working to get you back over there in His plan. That's His will for you. His will is astounding for you. You're working trying to do this, and he can't bless that. He'll bless it as far as He can, but you're following the devil, you're following the world, you're following this thing over here, and he's all the time trying to get you, and the devil's trying to get you back over here. Once you get over there in his plan, the devil keeps running up against that blessing wall, and he doesn't have near the success beating you around.
That's right.
Now, you won't be just walking la-la through the land, even though you're on the road of God, but you're in full power to resist everything the devil brings on you, yep, and just cast him out every time he comes at you.
That's our job.
That's our job. Now, let's make a connection here. This is a divine connection in his word, and it's vitally important. Now remember, let me read that to you again now, right quick here. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. Good works, say it out loud. I'm created in Christ Jesus unto good works. There are good works for me to be involved in all of my life. I'm doing good works. That's satisfied life. Now, there may be something that somebody else enjoys and they do well. I couldn't do it if I tried. I foul it up every time I get in it. But that's what my mama wanted me to do. That's what my daddy wanted me to do. That's what my wife wants me to do. And you live a miserable life doing something you have a hard time at. Now, created unto good works, which God, but before, he stopped, before is referring over here, before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. Before prepared or ordained that we should walk in them. Remember that. Good works. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Now, why, Gloria, does he want all grace abounding towards you? Now, he'll tell you right here. That you, always
hallelujah,
having.
Amen. That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
I've been told you ain't supposed to have anything.
Always
having all sufficiency in all things that you may abound.
Praise God.
To what? To every good work.
Great.
Wow. I am supposed to abound toward all of the good work that God has planned and called me to do. Now, our grandchildren came up believing God for their spouses. God's planned one. Well, wow, it looked like they wouldn't date anybody. Rachel said, the first man that kisses me is gonna be when my papa says I pronounce you man and wife. And boy, she
That's
stayed
dedication.
With it. And she said, she wrote a little book when she was a teenager, said, how many frogs you have to kiss to get a prince?
And she didn't kiss any frogs, and she got a prince.
No, she got a prince. Now,
that's right.
The husband that God blessed her with, Caleb had done the same thing. And then God told both of them, he told Caleb, that's your wife. Told Rachel, that's your husband. And they kind of looked at one another, and they didn't even mention it to one another for nearly a year. And everybody thought, she's going to be old. She won't even date anybody. How's she going to find a husband? Well, he won't even go to the employment agency. How's he ever going to find a job? Because God's got a job out here. And when you get in the word of faith, and I'm talking about you not working, I'm talking about you working in the word of faith. You're seeking God. You get up early and stay up late seeking the word, not worrying about a job. There's a difference between the two.
Then on the other hand, you asked me to marry you on the first date, and I said, okay.
And I knew it.
So it's the plan.
I didn't know it of God.
To do with the
I
plan. Didn't.
And I knew who God was, but but here God was putting that together.
Yeah, he was.
And when the first time I saw you, I knew that's her. And I thought, she's got a lot of class. That girl, whew. That it may take years before I got to lie. I got to do whatever I got to do here. So I'm going to ask her to marry me on the first date. And then I don't care what she says. I'm going to stay with it until she says yes. And then when you said yes, I was just standing out there on the front porch. I didn't know what to do next. And she turned around and shut the door in my face. She said, okay, and turned around and went in the house.
I didn't even kiss you goodnight then.
Not about to.
Well, I was in shock.
I was too. But now sure enough, we learned later that God had this planned all the time. Why? He's got good works planned. And those good works
That's
will
right.
prosper you and bring forth satisfied life. And this road is the road that I need to be on. Now, before we close this today, let's go back over here to the book of Genesis, because I want to open something else up here. Because the same devil and the same unbelief and the same religion that told all of us that, you know, God only has plans for preachers and only about 1% of them. Once in a while, he raises up a Moses and blesses him, and then, you know, but that the same one told us that if God did have a plan, you'd never find it out. That God's got it so well hidden that, you know, I go before God and I say, God, oh God, what is your plan for my life? And he's sitting up there laughing and saying, yeah, I'll tell you one thing, that fool will never figure out what I got planned. Yeah, he'll never get it. He'll never figure it out. I got it hidden from him. He'll never figure it out. How stupid can you get? I mean, we don't think about it in those tones.
He's trying to get you into the plan.
Yeah. When you stand back and look at it in reality, like what I'm just talking about, how foolish that would be for God to love me, plan a plan for me, then hide it where I can't get it. No, his wisdom, his plan, his will is hidden, but it's hidden for us, not from us. You have to go to the Word.
You have to
seek it because Satan don't know what it is. And he can't find it out. He's got to keep you out as long as he can. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. Now look at that, Glory. Why would he tell him to do that? Because all of his kindred were following another plan. They were in the wrong place. They were in a place where everybody worshiped moon god. And they were not following the plan of God. But now look what God said. I will show you. He's not going to lay this big map up in front of you and say, now, Here's the plan. Go see if you can carry it out. No, no, no. He will lead you. He'll be in front of you all the time dealing with situations and things.
Speaking
if you'll
to you.
Seek Him and listen to Him, all you have to do is take the very next step, whatever that is. And He'll show it to you. Now, as you go, you begin to see two steps, three steps.
That's right.
And after a while, you begin to see where this thing's headed. And He begins to tell you, come on, boy, let's pick up the pace here. Let's go. We're going this thing together. And He's got it so well planned that even when you're having a hard time, you don't realize it. The Apostle Paul said, I glory in tribulations. Now, how could he ever do that? He knew where he was going. He knew what he was supposed to be doing. And he's going to do it if it ripped up everything between here and there. Well, athletes do this all the time. I played a lot of football when I was coming. I was a football player. And suffer? Oh, yeah. We were suffering. Hurt? My goodness. You and I drove past that high school yesterday.
You could feel it
all
again.
Those guys out there, and it is hot, and they're all out there in spring training. Gloria said, what if he's out there again? No, I don't want any more of that. Well, back there then, man, we were suffering. You're working out until you just throw up and all of that. But hey, we were playing a game. We weren't sitting over on the bench thinking, I hope the coach don't see me. Oh, I hope he don't put me in. Oh, they got that big old tackle over there. Oh, I don't want to run into him. No, you're saying, coach, let me in there. I'll kill him. You know, well, you're into something that you're enjoying, and the pain is different than it would be if you were in prison busting rocks, expending the same amount of effort.
Yeah.
You see the extreme on both ends of this thing.
Okay.
Now, you get in that plan that God has for you. You work harder than you ever worked in your life. And
you'll enjoy it.
But you're on a mission. You're going for God.
Amen.
And it don't make any difference what anybody pays you, because God's responsible for everything you do, say, eat, wear, and the gas you burn to get there. That's the difference between the two. Now, in closing this, I want you to see this. This was God's plan then. It's God's plan now. A land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
Amen.
And I'll bless them that bless you. I'll bless those that help you with the same blessing. I'll curse those that curse you. I'll stop those that try to stop you. Now, if you're just out there wallowing around in your own plan out there somewhere, you can't depend on that, because this is all set up over here on this road. I'll show you. So you start off with the basic knowledge and principle. The blessing of Abraham is mine through Christ Jesus. I have the same plan of God for my life that he had for his. Now, his took this road, mine will take this road, yours and yours and yours take the different road. But all of our roads are connected together to make us a blessing to all of those that are out there suffering. That's pretty simple, isn't it?
It is.
I'm to be a blessing, but the only way I'm going to do it is get over there on that road I'm called to be on. How do I do it? He'll show me. Spend some time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Get up in the morning, spend time in the Word.
That's right.
Well, I have to go to work, Brother Copeland. Don't you ever say that to me again. I don't care. Everybody's got to go to work. You get up early enough, you go talk to God before you go to work. Your work's not before God. He's sitting there in the kitchen with your Bible and your notebook laying out there ready to teach you. And you say, I'll see you after work, Jesus. I got to go.
Get yourself out of the bed.
That's your own plan killing is what it is. When you could go spend some time with him.
Amen.
And he'd say, let me tell you where you need to be today.
It works.
Gloria and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come home to the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a partner meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. 1440 Student Ministries is available for ages 13 through 18, and the Super Kid Academy will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th in Fort Worth, Texas. God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last.
Before we leave the air today, I want to talk to you about this 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Now, this goes right in line with what we're talking about. When you don't know how, even though God brings together and makes a divine joining with your spouse, but if you know how to develop that and you walk at it in the wrong way, you mess God's plan up so bad that without His power, He can't fix it. And this will help you. Now, let me show you what this is like. Your most important relationship, love above all, power of forgiveness, becoming the Lord's vessel, living and giving honor, relationship destroyers, raising children, standing in faith for rebellious children, reaching out to others, serving Jesus together, prayers and confessions based on God's Word, relationship promises, praise prayers God. And confessions. This is something built and developed so you can get in this thing and spend every day in it for 10 days, and then you've got a base going, and you can follow it up, go back through it again. Not only the workbook, Gloria, but there's a DVD and CDs to listen to.
Praise God.
So your whole family can do it together like that in the DVD and so forth. Get this, do it now. See you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.